All this month, we're looking into pollution in Pittsburgh's communities for our series, Hazardous to Your Health. Last week, we visited Clairton, about 15 miles south of Pittsburgh along the Monongahela River. It's home to the largest coke-making facility in the country. The U.S. steel plant bakes coal into coke, which is then used in the steelmaking process and other facilities in the Mon Valley. According to the EPA, people in Clairton and surrounding towns have a high lifetime cancer risk from breathing toxins in the air. Residents there are just beginning to learn more about the health risks of air pollution and get active about cleaning up the air around the coke plant. People like Clairton City Council member Richard Ford.
I was born and raised here, and after high school, I went directly into the military. And I stayed away probably a year and a half. And I came home on leave, and I could not breathe. I was coughing all the time. That was the first time I ever noticed the real difference in the air quality.
And Clairton community activist Cheryl Hurt, who uses an indoor air monitor to track pollution in her house.
I have a daycare, a group daycare at my home. I also have a SPECT monitor. I look at that SPECT monitor all the time. We walk past it. If it's too high, then that means my children don't go outside to play.
For Thaddeus Popovich, this all sounds familiar. He knows what it's like to live in a community plagued with air pollution. Popovich spent years trying to stop the pollution from DTE Energy's Shenango coke plant on Neville Island that blew towards his home in Ben Haven.
Ben Haven is a small borough. There are several boroughs strung along the river there going downstream from Pittsburgh, tree-lined. People are out walking their dogs and pushing baby buggies. There's bus service into the city. It's a nice community, except for when there was dirt coming from the Shenango Coke Works.
DTE closed the Shenango plant last year, and the community group there, Allegheny County Clean Air Now, claimed victory. Here at the Allegheny Front, we introduced Thaddeus Popovich to Richard Ford and Cheryl Hurt to talk about what it's like to have a job-creating but polluting industrial plant in their neighborhood and what to do about it. Hurt started off by describing her hometown and U.S. Steel's importance there.
Clairton is a small-knit community, basically generations of U.S. Steel employees. I worked at U.S. Steel 10 years. Yeah. I just went to work, had a paycheck, took care of my family, and my father before me, my grandfather before me, they all worked at the steel mill.
We want to know why we're seeing more people with these breathing diseases and things of that nature. So I don't know if there's different particulates in the air now than there was then or what the situation is, but we really want to find out and we want to protect our people.
One of the goals that we look at in terms of the pollution here is hopefully we can get it cleaned up. We do not want to see our plant closed. We do want to be able to breathe.
Our tax base would definitely affect our school and our city. Now, our school would probably really shut down. So that's a thing that you keep in the back of your mind all the time.
Our intention was not to have the place shut down either. We wanted them to do a better job. They were in constant violation of the law. And we would make a comment in Allegheny County, if you drive a car whose exhaust system isn't up to snuff, you can't get it, it doesn't pass inspection, or you get fined. And we would point to that facility. So they're in violation almost three quarters of the time, and they're still operational. How does that work?
And a real question for me, is there different particulates in the air? We came up with this, and it never seemed to bother us that bad.
Well, there are some others that come out, too. And again, I learned this along the way, something called volatile organic compounds or hazardous gases. One of my favorites, or isn't my favorite, actually, is benzene. Mm-hmm. Okay, you get that when you fill when you're filling your car with gasoline. There's benzene coming. It's that smell. That's not good for you. There's a direct correlation with leukemia. Okay, we have, and in our area we have leukemia hotspots. Why would that happen? Okay, but you can't prove it in a court of law, can you? And that's problematic. so there are a whole host of other things that come off a facility like that. Anything that gets burnt as a fossil fuel will give you those types of materials. So it could be these soots, these small particles, benzene, toluene, some of these other sulfur dioxide, the rotten egg smell. They're all there in some form or another.
We want to be able to have our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and generations after that be able to stay here without having respiratory illnesses, asthma, and cancer. The big C is really in all of our families, we all have cancer patients. Our neighbors on my street alone, one block, there's three people with cancer.
So what we did, we got agitated enough. We said we need to have regular meetings with the Allegheny County Health Department. And they acceded to that. We got monthly meetings with them. How about that? Then we went to the plant gate, demonstrated a little bit, and we said we would like to have meetings with the plant manager and his staff on a regular basis. They let it happen. So we had monthly meetings with the health department and the plant management. And there was always someone from headquarters from Detroit, a so-called environmental engineer, meeting with us and talking to us about their issues. So that was a breakthrough, a real breakthrough. So we got to see the faces behind the mask of Shenango, you might say. And that would, and I would suggest if you could do that with U.S. Steel, so who are the faces behind the Coke Works? Who are the faces at the Allegheny Health Department who are supposed to help you with regulation?
Well, I totally agree with what you're saying. And I think now and currently we're about to put a citizens group together to meet with the health department as well as U.S. Steel. I was at a meeting recently where U.S. Steel did come, and we talked about the different communities are called Council of Governments. We were talking to They were talking about the agreement that U.S. Steel, meaning they, right, were talking about the agreement that they had with the health department, and they have this agreement for attainment. That's the term they use to come into compliance. Sometimes they are, sometimes they are not.
May I suggest you also take the opportunity to go to Board of Health meetings, which happen every other month. I am always there, even now, because it's still there. There's still asbestos to be dealt with. We already know that. There's probably some sort of remediation that's required. It's undoubtedly a toxic waste site. So what is that going to look like at the end of the day? And we want a place at the table.
I think the more that my community understands that's happening to us, the more they understand that we can do something about this. But I think the biggest problem is because they cannot see it. They don't know how serious it really is. And it's not as simple as those individuals who that's part of their job. So as a citizen here in Clairton, it's difficult but doable. If it makes a difference in my community, then we can do it.
But I mean, and our being organized and being able to do what we did, it happened over a few years. It just didn't happen just like that. It takes time, and it just evolved somehow. And people ask, well, how did you do that again? I said, I don't know. It just happens.
Looking at your picture of all of what you've gone through and all the meetings and all the people you talked to, and even with the plant shutting down, do you see a vast improvement, a small improvement?
The air is much cleaner with it shut down, night and day. Night and day, okay. Keep your expectations low, though. And get a few people like me who are retired.
That was a conversation between Thaddeus Popovich, a resident of Ben Avon who fought pollution from the now-shuttered Shenango Coke plant on Neville Island, and community members from Clairton. Cheryl Hurt runs a daycare center and recently initiated a class action lawsuit against U.S. Steel for its negative impact on Clairton. And Richard Ford is a Clairton City Council member. The Allegheny Friends' Julie Grant got them all together and produced this story as part of our series, Hazardous to Your Health, reporting on pollution in Pittsburgh's communities.